welcome into the call the head coach of the Towson Tigers, Rob Ambrose. Good morning, Coach Ambrose.
Good morning.
Good morning. A 56-20 loss to you guys, to USF, but a game you certainly were in, 14-10 in the second quarter and battled hard. Give me your impressions of the game.
Oh, I thought we fought hard against a really impressive opponent that's basically the third best team the holy state of Florida can put on the field, and they are impressive. I'm standing by my words, they'll be in the top 25 before the season's over. And with that being said, I thought the kids, you know, at times played really well versus the competition. I gave up too many big plays and turned the ball over four times. And of those four times, three of them were immediate 20, you know, points scored. So spotting up 21 points against a top 25 team, you're not going to win a ball game like that.
Aside from those big plays and turnovers, were you kind of happy the way you guys were able to match up with them?
In spots, in places, you know, there's sometimes where we were just massively out-athleted, out-speeded, I guess. I don't think that's a word. And you guys can write that maybe. But, you know, their team speed is clearly well and above ours. It rained all day, and I was hoping it was going to keep raining and I'd slow that field down a little bit, but that didn't work. So, when it came to the physicality of it and a lot of different spots on the field, I thought we matched up well. And where we did, we played really, really hard. And, then, you know, the goal like that against a team that good is get them in the fourth quarter. If you can get them in the fourth quarter within striking distance, you'll have a chance. And we just don't turn the ball over. You know, we're doing that. So, things to work on in week two.
We got a media question for you in queue, if you'll get that for us, Erica.
Yes, your question is from Mike Lingerman from Baltimore Sun.
Coach, how's Morgan Mihalik, and what's your take on his first game with you guys?
He seems to be okay. He's been in this morning, and the doctor's coming in a little bit to make sure that what we see is what we see, but should be just fine. And for a guy that hasn't taken any real live game reps in 3 years and to go play those guys, I was pleased with some things and displeased with others. You know, as a quarterback, you're responsible for everything all the time, and too many turnovers under his belt, of which he had some responsibility, if not all. And that's just the name of the game. But I see what I saw before, but to a greater degree. I wish his first game back would not have been against a team of that caliber, but I certainly like what I see moving forward.
So he's still your man?
Oh, God, yes.
What's the best and the worst thing to come out of Saturday's game?
The best thing to come out of the game is to play against a team of that caliber, to go back and watch the film and have the kids watch the film and see how physically successful they can be when they're doing it the right way. And then the worst thing, we lost. That's the only reason you line up.
Does that affect your guys' mindset going into a game against St. Francis, who you've never lost to, and is certainly not the caliber of South Florida?
Well, they just took the number 13 team in the country to a 10-point loss 2,000 miles from home. Our kids aren't sleeping on them at all. They gave us all we could handle last year, and we didn't play very well in that game. But as far as, you know, whatever happened last week, when we got done watching the film and meeting yesterday, that game's over. We learned what we learned, and we're focused on the next task. And anything else is – there's a reason windshields are bigger than rearview mirrors. Pay attention to where you're going, not where you've been.
Shane Simpson?
Nice for the backup guy to break the return record. And he's the backup guy. He did really well. But, he also had lots of opportunities, too.
Yeah.
But if you asked him, you know, what he thought of his game, he would dump every one of those return yards for holding on the ball on fourth down when clearly we would have had a big play. So a lot for him to improve on. But for a young guy, to see those flashes of greatness, yeah, I'm feeling good about the future.
And Darius Victor passing another milestone, another two touchdowns. Does he continue to improve?
He does. You know, there's some things that I'm going back and watch the film. He's a little disappointed in himself. He missed some reads on occasion, and that's not him. And some of that has to do with live reps versus, you know, team speed like they have. That's hard to replicate in practice. But he does keep getting better. And the more we give him the ball, the better he is. I just have to be really careful at how much he actually does play.
Thank you, Coach.
Thank you, Mike.
Rob, just sort of building on your comments on Darius, to have 70 yards and two touchdowns against a defense of that caliber, does it just kind of show even more that he can compete at whatever level he need to put him at again?
Oh, that's not even a question. I don't think anybody we play, have played, or will play when they watch him would doubt his ability to play on any field at any time. What he's probably most excited about, and we are as well, is, you know, we mixed it up a little more throwing it and running it than we have in the past. But running the ball wise against a defense that's as good as they are, for us to be able to do some stuff the way we wanted to do it, not just busted plays or, you know, trick plays, but for us to do what we wanted to do against their best, that gives he and the offensive line a ton of confidence moving forward.
Switching over to the defensive side of the ball, other than the big plays, like we talked about, some pretty good performances. And DeAndre Wallace, 14 tackles, 2 for loss, forced a fumble. Talk about his performance in the game.
And talk about getting better. You know, a bad previous 2 weeks of practice. And we pushed him a lot. And he took the game plan, and really, you know, being pushed, being challenged, he answered the call. I was pleased with his focus for almost the entire game. That was one of his better games. And probably, yeah, he always plays physical, but, you know, that's a really physical, big, nasty, all-American running back that he wrapped up, and he knocked him out of the game completely. You know, just a tough physical game. And didn't shy away at all. And he's not the freshman of the year. Tedder was, and we're talking about DeAndre, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Talk about offense and defense, but probably not as much about the special teams, and you talked already about Shane, but your punter, Jake Ryder, also had a monster game, averaged almost 50 yards, 2 kicks over 60. Talk about how much it means, not only just about that game, but having a guy who can turn the field like that.
Oh, gosh. I mean, against a team like that, you know, with 11 guys that are all big, fast, strong, and they all have 40 times that we all dream of having one day, and for us to be able to punt the ball and pin them and change the field so consistent. One time I didn't even he punted the ball. I thought he threw it. I didn't know how you could be that accurate kicking a football. And, you know, couple that with what we did, you know, in both coverage units and return game, very pleased with what we've done special teams-wise. And, you know, there's room for improvement. But we're starting farther ahead against greater competition and teams than we've ever done before.
As you touched on, you guys are at home Saturday against St. Francis, and as you also mentioned, a pretty good result, 41-31 on the road at Montana. What impressed you when you watched that film?
I hope everyone's still listening, because this guy's Lorenzo Jerome. He is an All-American, period. He is amazing. He's one of the best football players I've ever seen on film, ever. And now, I don't want to steal any thunder from their other safety who's a player, or their front who's really good. I mean, you know, anybody that travels 2,000 miles and plays Montana and almost beats them, winning going into the fourth quarter, now these guys are for real. And we will have our hands full come Saturday night.
What do you see as some of the keys for your team to be able to get that victory?
Well, we need to start faster than we did a year before. I think that schematically they did some things that we weren't prepared for, and kind of disappointed in that. And I think that probably a year ago we didn't take them as seriously as we should have, and that that's not lost on our guys. The score of the Montana game's not lost on our guys. And to be honest, we're 0-1, and it doesn't matter if we played the New York Giants or the Little Giants, we're 0-1, and that's not a place we like to be around here, and time to get back on winning ways.
Sounds good. Good luck Saturday against St. Francis, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you, sir.
All right, thanks, Rob.